Even if you think your life is a pile of doggy poop right now, it's important to be grateful for what you do have. That's according to Jessica McGregor-Johnson, author of Remembering Perfection.
For me, gratitude is one of the mainstays of turning your life around because it helps you in any area of your life. It's about noticing what is good. We're so programmed to notice what's kind of not good. Also, we're bombarded in the media with this going wrong, this going wrong, this going wrong. You know, very little do we ever kind of have the this is great story, maybe right at the end of the news if you're lucky. So gratitude is about turning around 180 degrees and starting to see what works in your life. And when you bring that kind of feeling inside, you actually start drawing more towards you anyway of the good stuff. So I think it's paramount.
And how do you do it when you think that everything really is going horribly wrong and there is nothing to be grateful for?
Well, that's always a challenge. I think there's a few things you can do before you try and do that. And one of the things that I love to ask people to do when I'm kind of working with them is to start being grateful for the really small things in their lives, especially in their relationships. Kind of gratitude for the mundane stuff is actually a really good thing in a relationship because it means you never take each other for granted. I mean, I've been in a relationship for 9 years and I still say, thanks for taking out the rubbish, because it means that I'm noticing. It means that I'm present. And so it becomes more regular and part of my life. But when you have like the world going crazy and the chaos hitting and everything going mad, we have a choice at that point. We can either focus on it, which makes us feel awful, or if we take a long, deep breath and start to look around, there is always something that's good. You know, most people have a bed to sleep in at night. So you could start there. It's literally, I have a bed to sleep in at night. Actually, I'm not right the way kind of out of it. There are good things in my life. I mean, I live in the south of Spain. It's easy for me. I look out the window and go, well, at least the sun's shining. But, you know, it's always about finding the big things. I think it's very hard if you try and look at all the stuff that's going wrong in your life and try and find something to be grateful in that. That's really hard. But if you could widen that out and just find some general things to be grateful of, once you start bringing that gratitude into you, you do then start to see what you can be grateful of in the kind of what's really happening in your life. And I think that's a way into it.
And why do you think being grateful really makes any difference at all?
Personally, my personal experience of it kind of gives me a feeling that, yeah, my life is better. I know that there's times when I've been walking down the street and I've caught my mind kind of having a good old rant. And as I'm having a good old rant, I can feel, you know, my energy dropping out my boots and I'm getting down and I'm feeling like there's a whole world on my shoulders. And when I've got the strength of mind to say, whoa, stop this a moment, what good things have happened this week? I literally become more energized. I become more connected back into my life. I become more resourceful. Gratitude actually ties us into our creativity. When we're in a space feeling grateful about things, we're much more likely to find solutions to problems.
And do you think there's any truth in the fact that somehow you attract more good things? Or is it just actually just you feel better so it feels like you're attracting more good things?
I think it depends. I mean, I personally believe you do attract more good things because when you look at it from an energetic level or even a quantum physics level, we all are all energy if you take it right down to the base. And so if you are having in a particular vibration of energy, then you will be more open to things of a similar vibration. Now, some people don't believe in that, and that's fine. But I think even if it is only the fact that you're feeling good and therefore you feel that you're attracting more things into your life, well, as long as that's a positive outcome, does it really matter? Not really. As long as it has the right outcome for you, and as long as you feel that it's actually a positive thing in your life, then to me, that's enough.
So if you wanted to start right this minute being grateful, what would you do?
I would be grateful for where I am right now, this moment in time. You know, people could be maybe sitting in an office listening to this or driving their car or whatever. I would say, look around you, look through your day, find one thing that you can say, I'm really grateful that that's in my life. Maybe you could just be really grateful you've got a great partner or you've got lovely kids or your mum's fantastic. Doesn't matter, but start.
That's Jessica McGregor-Johnson. Her book, Remembering Perfection, is published by Academy Press.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews
online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.